Welcome, everyone, to this Custom Tailored Deep Dive. We are so glad you're joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We have a really fascinating topic lined up for you.
We absolutely do. Today, we are analyzing a collection of visual frameworks and data sheets that detail something called the Thrive Balance System.
Right, which is basically this comprehensive toolkit designed to foster sustainable human performance.
And our mission for you today is to decode these frameworks so you can stop just, you know, merely surviving the daily grind. We want to help you understand how to measure your own energy loads and really shift away from all that overwhelming noise into a much more intentional, sustainable way of living.
Exactly. It's about moving from surviving to actually thriving.
So to get us started, I want you to think about your brain right now as a smartphone.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Right, because we all know that feeling. Imagine your phone has like 15 heavy apps running in the background all at once. You've got your email constantly refreshing, social media notifications popping up, maybe a news app streaming video, and your GPS is tracking your location.
All simultaneously.
All simultaneously. And obviously what happens, your battery just absolutely plummets.
It's completely drained.
Right. And when the battery hits zero by noon, what do we usually do? We don't close the apps. We just get mad at the phone and try to plug it into a faster charger. Or we wish we had upgraded to the newer hardware so we could push the system even harder.
And, what's so critical about this is that society actually encourages this behavior. We usually preach time management as the ultimate solution.
Oh, totally. Like if I just buy the right planner, I'll be fine.
Exactly. We're conditioned to think that if we just find the perfect calendar app, or if we learn the right life hack to squeeze out 45 more minutes of productivity, we somehow won't feel so incredibly drained.
But the Thrive Balance System says something completely different.
Right. These sources reveal a crucial paradigm shift. The frameworks argue that we don't really have a time management problem at all. We have an energy management problem.
Which makes so much sense when you hear it out loud.
I mean, time is just a fixed external constraint. You get 24 hours no matter what you do. But energy is a dynamic internal resource. It can replenish, but only if we understand the mechanisms of how we're draining it in the first place.
So to fix a battery drain, we obviously used to have to identify the specific forces that are pulling that energy.
Yeah, the heavy apps running in the background.
Exactly. Which leads us directly to this concept in the sources called the noise, and how that noise triggers the burnout cycle.
Yeah, let's break down the noise first, because Source 5 goes into a lot of detail on this. When they say noise, they aren't talking about loud construction outside your window.
It's not acoustic noise.
No, it's the invisible friction of modern life. Modern overwhelm is fueled by constant notifications, massive information overload, and this pervasive myth of multitasking.
Which we know now is literally just your brain frantically task switching, right? Uh-huh.
Exactly. It burns so much energy to do that. And on top of that, the noise includes the constant pressure of comparison, unclear priorities, and just this unspoken expectation that you must be on and available at all times.
Always reachable.
Always. And that noise drains your energy, it clouds your clarity, and ultimately it disconnects you from yourself.
And it doesn't just stop at feeling a little drained. The frameworks outline how this specific noise kicks off a physiological cascade. The burnout cycle.
Yes, from Source 4. And they detail this exact four-step progression. It's really eye-opening to see it laid out.
Walk us through it. What's step one?
So step one is pressure. This is the external demand. It's just having too much coming at you too fast.
Okay, makes sense.
But then it leads to step two, which is overstimulation. And this is an internal shift. It's not just feeling busy. It's the point where your mind and body become physically overloaded. Your nervous system literally loses the ability to filter the noise.
Wow. So you're just taking in everything without a filter.
Right. Which plunges you into step three, exhaustion. Your energy is just completely depleted.
The battery is at 1%.
Exactly. But it bottoms out at step four, which is disconnection.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second. Disconnection. What does that actually look like?
It's when you completely detach. You disconnect from yourself, from others, and from your purpose. It's actually a psychological defense mechanism. Your brain is so depleted, it just severs the emotional attachment to protect you.
So you just become cynical and numb.
Pretty much, yeah.
But, okay, let me push back on this progression just a little bit.
Sure.
Especially regarding step one. Pressure. Because, I mean, pressure feels completely unavoidable in modern life. You have a mortgage to pay.
Right.
You have a demanding boss or maybe a complex family dynamic.
Real life stuff.
Right. We cannot eliminate external pressure.
Mm.
So if that pressure is just a given, is this slide into total apathetic disconnection just an inevitable biological trap? Are we all doomed to hit step four?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the cycle can absolutely be interrupted. You are not doomed.
Okay, good to know.
The sources introduce this counter framework called the renewal pathway. And the cycle is broken by the very first step of that pathway, which is awareness.
Awareness. Just noticing it.
Exactly. It's the simple act of pausing and noticing. Once you have that awareness, it allows for the next step, which is intentional choice.
Meaning you choose a response that actually supports your system rather than just reacting blindly to the noise.
You nailed it. And that intentional choice leads back to balance and ultimately sustainable performance. There's a direct quote from the source that I think is the key takeaway for the listener here. It says, "You don't have to do more. You just need what restores you."
Oh, wow. You don't have to do more. You just need what restores you. That completely flips the script on the whole hustle culture thing.
It really does.
Because usually the advice is to just push harder. But practically speaking, if awareness is that vital first step of renewal, how do we actually measure our awareness objectively? Because when you're in the middle of being completely overstimulated, you're not exactly thinking clearly. You're just guessing how stressed you are.
Right, and subjective guessing usually fails when we're stressed, which is why the frameworks provide a specific diagnostic tool. It's called the Thrive Balance Performance Check-in, or the TBP.
The TBP, okay.
Yeah. It's a daily load check-in to help you understand your exact state based on the human performance modes.
And this is basically a 10-question diagnostic, right? It just requires a simple wise yes or no.
Exactly. And I think we should actually walk the listener through these questions right now.
I agree. So if you're listening, do a little mental tally. Count how many times you answer yes to these 10 questions about your day today. Ready? Question one, are you facing something highly urgent or high pressure today?
Question two, did you sleep well last night or was your rest compromised?
Number three, are you feeling mentally overstimulated right now?
Four, have you taken intentional breaks today or have you just been powering through?
Number five, are you emotionally carrying unresolved stress from, say, a bad meeting or an argument?
Six, will the rest of your day require a massive amount of sustained focus and adaptability?
Number seven, have you adequately nourished your body today? Or are you just running on coffee?
Number eight, have you had excessive screen time?
Number nine, are you feeling physically tense or fatigued? Like, are your shoulders creeping up to your ears?
And finally, number 10, do you currently feel grounded and present?
So you tally up your Weiss answers, and based on that number, the system places you into one of three scoring zones.
Right. So if you score between 0 and 4 yeeses, you're in the green zone.
Which is the goal, ideally.
Yeah. Your system is regulated and balanced. You feel calm. You have a clear mind. You're energized and present. And the action plan for the green zone is simple. Stay consistent. Protect your rhythm. Maintain it and optimize.
But if your tally was between 5 and 7, you've crossed into the yellow zone.
Elevated demand.
Right. You're reactive. You're starting to feel stressed, scattered. Maybe your energy is dipping and you're easily distracted.
And the action plan there is to reset your day, rebalance your priorities, take a break, and refill your cup before it gets worse.
Because if it gets worse, you hit the red zone, which is 8 to 10 yes.
Yeah. High stress load. You are officially overloaded. You feel irritable, anxious, physically tense, and just completely exhausted. And your action plan has to be drastic. Pause everything, stabilize your body, reduce demands immediately, and seek support.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me.
Yeah.
I like to think of the TBP check-in like a car's dashboard warning lights.
Oh, that's a perfect way to visualize it.
Right, because when the engine temperature gauge on your car hits the red zone, you don't just keep driving and hope it cools down. You blow the engine. You pull over immediately.
Exactly. You stop the car.
But for some reason, when humans hit the red zone, we usually try to just drive faster. We think we can power through the dashboard warning lights.
We really do. And if we connect this to the bigger picture in the source material, there's a vital piece of context we have to mention.
What's that?
Your mode will change. That's normal.
So it's not a failure to be in the red zone.
No, not at all. Being in the red or yellow zone is not a moral failing. It's not a sign of weakness or a lack of discipline. It is simply biological data. It's just your body telling you to change your support strategy because the current environment demands it.
Diagnosing the problem and realizing it's just data is incredibly freeing. But it brings up the next obvious question. Once you look at the data and realize you're sitting firmly in the yellow or red zone, what specific levers do you pull to get back to green?
Right, how do we fix it? The system outlines the antidotes. They call them the six Thrive Balance Pathways.
The six pathways. Okay, let's list them out for everyone.
Sure. Pathway one is stress resilience. This is about building the emotional strength to navigate life with a sense of calm.
Pathway two is mindful productivity. So working with intention and really focusing on what actually matters rather than just doing busy work.
Exactly. Three is nutritional wellness, nourishing yourself with foods that fuel, heal, and sustain your energy.
Four is sleep and recovery, literally prioritizing deep rest to restore your mind and body.
Five is restorative movement, actually moving your body to release stored tension and boost your energy levels.
And the final one, six, is digital balance, creating real boundaries with your technology to reclaim your attention from all that noise.
And we have to emphasize the sources don't present these as just like fluffy wellness
No,
concepts.
they call it the science of balance.
Yeah.
There is hard data backing this up.
Tons of it. For instance, the Harvard Business Review found that mindfulness practices actually improve focus and cognitive performance by up to 16%.
16% just from mindfulness. That's huge.
It is, because it downregulates the threat center in your brain. And the Sleep Foundation reports that better sleep increases productivity by up to 20%.
Wow. And then there's the Stanford University research that shows regular movement can boost your mood and productivity by up to 23% because it physically metabolizes the stress hormones out of your system.
Right, you're literally flushing the cortisol out. And Frontiers in Psychology published data showing that mindful breathing reduces stress by 30%.
30%.
Yeah, and it vastly improves emotional regulation. Add to that the Journal of Nutrition confirming that what you eat has a direct biological impact on your energy and concentration. And you start to see that these pathways are really powerful, measurable tools.
They are powerful. But so what does this all mean in practice? Let me play the role of the overwhelmed listener for a second.
Go for it.
Let's say it's Tuesday afternoon. I've done the check-in and my tally is a 9. I am deeply in the red zone. If you tell me that the solution is I now need to perfectly execute mindful productivity, cook a hyper-nutritious meal, do a restorative movement sequence, fix my digital balance, and practice stress resilience,
That sounds terrible.
it sounds like a recipe for more burnout. Like, do I seriously have to do all six at once just to get back to green?
I am so glad you asked that because the sources directly address this panic, and the answer is absolutely not.
Oh, thank goodness.
Right. The experts behind this highlight a core principle. The pathways are a menu, not a mandate.
A menu, not a mandate. I love that phrasing.
It's crucial. The antidote to the noise is focusing on one thing at a time. The sources state clearly that small daily choices create powerful long-term results.
So you just pick one.
Yes,
Yeah.
you just pick the one single pathway off the menu that addresses your highest current deficit. If you're physically buzzing with anxiety, you don't worry about digital boundaries right then. You just go do 5 minutes of restorative movement.
Or if you're completely exhausted, you don't force a workout. You pull the sleep and recovery lever and go to bed an hour early.
Exactly. You just choose one thing.
It is incredibly empowering to view well-being like that, just as a menu of intentional choices, rather than this strict, impossible set of rules you have to follow every day.
It makes it actually achievable.
It really does. Which naturally leads us to our final takeaways for today's deep dive.
Yeah, if there's one core message we want you to walk away with, it's that you absolutely have the agency to shift from the draining noise of constant notifications and pressure into a state of intentional choice.
And the tool to do that is the TBP check-in. We really encourage you to use those 10 questions to honestly assess your zone. Figure out if you're green, yellow, or red, and do it without any judgment. It's just data.
Exactly, just data. And then once you know your zone, just apply one of the six pathways to start your journey back to balance.
Because true balance isn't about doing more. It's just about aligning your mind, body, and energy so you can actually show up fully for your life.
Beautifully said. But before we officially sign off, I want to leave you with one final kind of provocative thought to mull over based on everything we read in the sources today.
Oh, I like where this is going. Lay it on us.
Well, since the sources explicitly state that shifting between performance modes is completely normal, what if the goal of life isn't to live permanently and perfectly in the green zone?
Oh, wow. Wait, really?
Think about it. Life is chaotic. The pressure is always going to be there. So what if true mastery isn't about avoiding the red zone entirely? What if true mastery is simply increasing the speed at which you can recognize you've slipped into the red zone and then consciously, intentionally navigating your way back out?
So it's about elasticity, not rigidity.
Yeah.
Building the muscle to bounce back faster.
Exactly.
That is an amazing thought to end on. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. We really hope this gives you the tools to measure your load and step back from the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your peace, guard your attention, and live on purpose. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.